Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What do businesses in Knoxville think about the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce? Let's go in depth with former Mayor Harv Sprafka of Knoxville. So, Harv, what led you to go around businesses and ask them about the chamber?
Well, chamber board member Dick Reed asked me in late December if I would call on some of his businesses here in Knoxville. And I said, well, let's talk about it. And later on, I decided, yeah, I would call on the businesses, but not to sell memberships or collect past due bills, but rather I said I'd give them something I think would be more important in the long run, and that would be a survey, an outreach to their businesses, customers, members and non-members alike, some that have never been called on, in fact, were visited. So I think the survey served its purpose, connecting with the business community, but also giving the board now something to look at and study and consider as they plan to move ahead with various plans, visions, I guess, and hopefully come up with something concrete to help them make the chamber grow and become effective.
And by not being called on, do you mean by the board or an executive director?
Oh, this goes back a long time, Doc. In fact, there was one business, and it was in my report that this person's been in business now for 17 years, and I was the first time anyone called on them as on behalf of the chamber, no representative. So, and they paid their dues every year. They feel it's their responsibility. They want to have a vibrant chamber, but for some reason, they slipped through the cracks and hadn't been called on. So it was an outreach, yeah, to get their ideas, their thoughts, and connect with the business community.
Now, I have to ask, and I know I've known some of the chamber directors in the past. They've been hardworking, good people. Mm-hmm. Why would they not go to the businesses? Was something else leading them a different direction?
Oh, I think you'd have to ask those directors, and they probably would have different answers. In some cases, I think that they've had a problem with the constant turnover, so they never really became connected with the community itself. That's not to say they didn't call on some businesses. I'm sure they did, but they didn't call on enough, I guess you might say, because I called on 170 businesses, and some of those are service providers, but many of them had not been called on for years. So it's hard to say. I think there's some one director maybe saying, well, our emphasis is on economic development, and maybe didn't get out to the retail sector as often as that person could have. A couple others, they were there for such a short duration, probably just didn't get around to it.
Is it also possible that boards have been sending them different directions?
I suspect that might be a case somewhat in years past. Yeah, that could very well be. But, you know, I'd hate to make a blanket statement because I don't know for sure. I know I sat on the board as an ex officio member sometimes, and I was saying, are we connecting with the business community? I asked that a few times. Are you going out and visiting with the businesses? And the response was yes. But obviously, I think that not enough places were contacted for that reason. Then survey brought this out. When you have 40% that said, I don't know what they do, you know, what's their purpose or what's the operation, there's a communication problem. And 43%, of course, found that they like what the present chamber is doing. But when you have 17 and that said you're on the wrong track, plus the I don't know, that's a super majority of saying we're not sure what you do or what you're doing is the correct path to go on. but I don't want to sound too negative on this, because I think I will say the board, the current board for the past 2 years, has had some very challenging tasks. A lot of financial debt, as I said earlier, the turnover of directors and office personnel. And each time that happens, well, there's going to be a learning process, a learning curve, a new way of doing things. So this board, they call themselves a working board, and they've been doing that. I think they've done some very good things, but the truth is you got to have, and the survey showed that, you have to have a director, a face, and that person works on behalf of the board. The board sets policy and direction and goals and objectives, and then it's up to the director to fulfill those or bring them about. This board is doing more of the director's work and not the policy. Well, I think that's going to change, but when, I'm not sure.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce with former Mayor Harv Sprafka. The big news events aren't when the chamber director goes and visits a small retail storefront. The big news is when the chamber director helps lure a big manufacturing plant or Google or an ethanol plant or something to town. Isn't there a tendency to sort of try to hit that long ball, go for the home runs?
I think you're right, Doctor. Yeah, I think there is that. Everybody's saying we need to get more business here. We'd like to get a Fortune 500 company here. And if we did that, then we can build up the retail. I've heard that in the past. But the reality is everybody, all communities are out there hunting right now to get that big job producing concern to come in. But, you know, when I was walking around visiting with the businesses, and sometimes there was this undercurrent of negativity is, oh, whoa, Knoxville's dying, we've lost population. And oftentimes, I think what they're saying is the downtown square. They see the vacancies in what once was a very vibrant retail section, but all of rural America has suffered because of a change in shopping habits. We don't have what we did in retail years ago. But at the end of the interviews, when those people would say that, I would have to bring up that a community our size, anywhere in the United States, would love to have a 3M, a Hormel, Weiler's, which is a new concern and going great guns and is expanding. We have a hospital. We have a racetrack that is internationally known, so it's a great tourist venue. We have a school system and the natural heritage that we have at our doorstep. A lot of people have to drive to their lakes. Our lake is right at our doorstep. And when you look at those quality of life initiatives and economic development initiatives that are here, we have a lot to be proud of. And in my report, I said at the end, be grateful for what we have, but don't take them for granted. In other words, support them. And talking to one of the major employers here in Knoxville, this person would like to see a more robust retail sector downtown, would like initiatives of quality of life that young people look for, your parks, your bike trails, auditoriums, aquatic parks, things of this nature. So economic development can take on many, many different definitions. People have different thoughts about it. I think Knoxville has a lot to be proud of and to work and build on.
Well, and every year some businesses start, some businesses come to an end, but it seems to me that we have a little bit of an uptick in general in the downtown in Knoxville.
I think that's correct. Sometimes people think of retail as being clothing stores, shoe stores, and things of this nature, and of course it is. Those are retail sectors, but so are your restaurants. That's a retail sector. And we've got some new restaurants here in the downtown area. There is more activity, it seems like. We have an excellent theater. It's an old theater that goes back from years ago. You know, it's a very nice-looking theater from the outside, the marquee. Again, the next chapter is another example of a great retail firm. And there's others that are doing I think, well, getting a little better economically because of seems to be an uptick now after some down years, and we hope that there'll be some people looking at us. That was one of the things I also got from the interviews, is that and the business, the corporation said this as well, some of the retail, the appearance of the town. We've talked about it. It needs to be improved because it needs to be inviting. And there are some areas that, let's be honest, could use a lot of tender, loving care, need to be cleaned up. And when you clear up areas that are kind of run down, it makes it more inviting. So that's important to the people, too, the quality of life environment. So I guess in some cases that idea of the town is dying, I think, is more what they were talking about, the appearance of. And that's their perception. So perception is reality, and those things need to be addressed as well. And you can't do it by yourself, no one person. I think there's got to be more partnerships between the city, the chamber, the business community, and the public at large. We're all stakeholders. We all have a role to play in economic development.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce with former Mayor Harv Sprafka. What did you learn? You've been here a long time. Mm-hmm. What did you learn about any businesses? Did you discover new businesses? Did you see things that you'd never thought of before?
Well, I think to answer your question, yes. In fact, I was walking to one business on the north end of town, Knoxville Insurance. Then I was going to go over and see a monument, Bertrand Monument. And lo and behold, in between the two offices is a business, a network, Cadiff Network Solutions. I did not know they were here. 2 years they've been in business. They work with computer network systems, and had a nice visit with the office personnel, and found out about their operation. Went back, and in fact, I told Dick Sherrod, our city manager, about it. The city has a vendor or provider of network work from out of town, and it's been doing very, very well, and it's been a good vendor for the city. However, that person is stretched, and sometimes I understand can't get here as quickly as they would like or as he would like. And so, you know, here's a business that has started up in town that will, I'm sure, be looked at by not only the city and other people as well. There were a couple other places. I was surprised. I knew that some hadn't been called on. I was surprised as many as I found, though. That was the surprise. I thought within a period of years, and a couple of these businesses that haven't been called on are pretty out front and in your face, you might say. They're new and they're doing well on Highway 14. So that's a message I shared with the Chamber Board. We need to get out. You need to meet these people and make them feel welcome and show what we can do for them, the Chamber, and make them prosper. We hope that promoting the community and the assets we have will bring people to Knoxville, and, of course, they will derive benefits from that.
Now, I had a surprise a few weeks ago. I went walking with Carolyn Fermanek with the Knoxville Historic Preservation Commission around town, putting Iowa flags in that the school children had colored because this is the birthplace of the Iowa flag, and handing them to store owners, and started counting the businesses in the downtown that flags were given to. And I think there were something like 30 or 40 different businesses within the downtown square and the side streets immediately around the square that had flags. Do you think that's the public perception, that there are so many businesses on the square?
No, just the opposite. In fact, when I was going around talking to some people off the square, and we talked about businesses in Knoxville, and they said, well, that won't take you very long. And I said, well, there's a lot of businesses. You're going from the east end of town all the way through the west and north and south and around the square. There's a lot. And they said, well, there can't be more than 30 or 40. Well, yeah, there are. There's a lot of people who have taken their time, their talents, and treasure invested in their businesses. I called on 170 businesses, and that includes the insurance providers or professionals like dentists and et cetera. But there are a lot of businesses. People would be surprised. And when I started enumerating, listing a lot of the businesses, some of these people were somewhat shocked. They couldn't at first believe it, but they are there. And I didn't call on everyone. I tried to call on as many as I could. There was a time frame that I would do this, and I wanted to get a good sample. And I think the chamber has a good sample now of outreach. But as I told the board last week, I would like to see them deliver copies of the report to all the businesses, whether they're members or non-members or never been called on. And there's a lot of people that haven't been called on that should be visited.
Did you make recommendations then?
At the end, there were conclusions. I made the recommendations of what the customers are saying. And some of them are just really common sense. The outreach, the communication is important. Having a director, you can't do everything. You know, one of the conclusions is don't spend too much time on events. Events take a lot of time, energy. It's hard to get a lot of volunteers for some of the events, and sometimes they can be costly. And that's one thing they can't afford right now is additional debt. So that was one suggestion. But if you are going to do an event, publicize it well before the date of the event. That was a shortcoming in the past. Sometimes the information wouldn't get out till a day or two before the scheduled event, and that's problematic. Also, there was the issue about Bike Night, and let me just tell you that Bike Night was a Chamber of Commerce project initially, but it is not any longer. But a lot of people think Bike Night is connected with the chamber. It's a separate entity that runs that. But other suggestions were be an advocate for the businesses. Listen to them, visit them, and hear their needs, their wants, and try to help them as best you can. Be aggressive for the new director, being a person that believes in Knoxville, believes in the businesses of Knoxville, and is active, visible, and credible. Also, with being an advocate, maybe connecting with other area chambers, learn best practices, if you will. Get connected with regional groups like the Iowa Innovation Gateway Group, neighboring communities. Also have a connection with the city government, county government, state government, and federal government. Effective chambers do that. They have that outreach to those governing bodies, and so that they know what the problems are for the retail sector, the small communities. Also, another thing suggested was be aggressive in recruiting new businesses for the city of Knoxville, be it downtown or on Highway 14 or on East Main or West Pleasant. We have a lot to offer, and we'd like to create more foot traffic. There are vacancies on the square and other places, but that can be considered an asset inventory. We have available space, and so if someone has a dream and wants to be in business, that would be great. Go to other communities, find out what they're doing, and try to recruit new businesses. Not the big Fortune 500 companies. If that came along, that'd be great. But the retail, again, I go back to that major employer saying that would like to see more retail and drawing more people. We have a problem of population leakage, and how do we turn that around? And I think there's some issues that have to be corrected, but I think the chamber and the city should be working together and correcting those problems. We're all in this together, and we would benefit by population growth.
Thanks to Harv Sprofka for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In-Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In-Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In-Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.